Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, dive into your sound bath again.
Okay, so here we go. So yeah, so the first part of it was the cocoon bath. So again, just envision that as like a tanning bed, and you get into it, and they put headphones on you, and you're listening to a guided meditation. So that is a voice that is taking you through a meditation, like explaining the visuals of it, right? Mm-hmm. So it is a very intense process, but you're in this little cocoon bed, and first of all, it's very hot. The white and red lights that are shining down on you are very good for your body. No, it's like the radioactive therapy, the light therapy that everybody talks about. Like, okay, it's very good for you, but then also it is hot. Like, we're talking sweating hot, and I am naked in this bed. So it's just...
Stop it, you're turning me on.
You're on top of a towel and stuff, but it is very,
it's a lucky
like...
towel.
There's a lot going on, and then it's vibrating, because it's shaking...
Good God.
It's shaking your lymph nodes to get all the crap out of your lymph nodes. So this entire guided meditation process, this lasts about 25 minutes, the first part of it. And in this process, again, the first step is for me to find my spirit animal. I don't know who my spirit animal is. No, and I found... Wait!
Hold on.
Yes.
Who tells you to find your spirit animal?
The lady in the meditation.
The lady in the meditation.
Yeah, she's guiding me to it. So what it is, and she's describing everything. It is so like, first of all, to get into the meditation, you're breathing in and out of all of your chakras. So you start with the crown chakra. You're going into the throat chakra. The heart chakra is what was really focused on in my meditations without me even telling them I have this big, love thing going on. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a very emotional issue right now with me going to see this guy in Chicago. And so that's kind of going into this meditation. That was my thought process, is I want more clarity on that whole trip and whether I'm supposed to do it and how accurate it is for me in this moment of my life. So as I'm in this meditation, the lady giving the meditation, she's telling me that, now that we're breathing in through the chakras and we're in the place of meditation, now we start on our journey. So we go into a big field, and you see a big field. And I'm telling, like, I can visualize this stuff in my mind, and maybe
it is
because...
In the field?
I was not naked in the field. I had clothes on in the field, right. But maybe it's the light and all the shaking and everything, but it puts you at such a hyper-intensified state that the visuals in your mind are so clear. It is like you are there. So I'm in a field, right? And I see all the water, and over in the distance, there is the mountain-like landscape, and you start to see the trees and everything. And so she says, and you wander over to a tree, and you know it's your tree. You can see, you feel it. You feel this tree belongs to you. No, I felt it. And I could
see
it. What's
the connection with you and the tree?
Well, the tree is just like the tree of life. It's there to remind you why you're here. Mother Nature is a huge part of this, Mother Earth. And so you walk up to the tree, and it starts to change colors. And my tree was like the vivid fall colors that we have now, but sparkling. So if you can imagine the most vivid fall colors you've ever seen,
it's
times
like Avatar.
10,
yeah.
And then sparkling, that's what my tree looked like. So she said, you go up to the tree, you acknowledge the tree, you touch the tree. And again, I can feel all of this. Then
Do
she
they
said,
pump stuff into that
no,
room that makes you trip.
You
a
don't.
Little?
It's all of just the entire thing. It's that. Encompassing all of it to really get to that heightened state. And then she said, you crawl into the tree. So I crawled into the tree. And then I crawled into the roots of the tree. And I really did.
I wish you
could
had stayed there.
Feel myself crawling into the roots of the tree. And then it brings me into a different landscape. So then I crawl out of the roots. And the sky is a color turquoise that I've never even seen before. before. And then the ground is that of the grass, but it has like
what's
cotton
the end game
candy.
On all this?
Listen, and then it has like cotton candy clouds within the ground. Like, it is so vivid.
You sound
I love
higher
it.
Than a kite.
So hold on, then she says, and now you see a river. And you see a waterfall. You know me, a waterfall's like. So I walk over to the waterfall, right? And she says, and then you sit down into the stream. No,
Willy Wonka?
It's made of water. It's made of water. So she says, you sit down in the stream on a rock. And that is where it's almost like a curtain of shimmeriness in a circle, if you could imagine that. Like, that's what I saw right in front of me. It was just like the shimmery curtain ready to reveal something. That is my spirit animal. And so I'm just waiting because it says I can have two different intentions with this next meditation, right? Mm-hmm. I can either ask to see the animals who are with me in certain parts of my journey for life. Like, if I already know who my spirit animal is, then I can see the other animals who help me along my journey. Okay.
Listen.
Yes.
What was the freaking animal?
Okay. Here's the thing, though. So
we got to get to traffic.
I know we do, but I'm sitting there.
It's almost Tuesday.
Just let me tell my story. There's more. There's a whole second part to this story.
Oh my
there's
God.
There's a second.
No, there's
why?
Not.
Yes, there is.
Katie, what was the animal?
Oh no. What was?
I
got to
know what the spirit animal is.
Okay, but
we got
to
get to a break.
Whole story. So as I'm sitting there in the river
this
on the rock,
this whole 10 minutes of this 8 o'clock hour has just been a disaster.
The shimmeriness of this curtain, and then all of a sudden I see a dragon off in the distance.
It was a dragon?
I thought my spirit animal was a dragon, but then the dragon disappeared. I was like, "Where did you go?
What was
spirit
the animal?
Animal? Oh no!
What was it?
So then the curtain
oh,
went
my
away.
God.
It was a bear. My spirit animal is a bear.
All of that for a
but
bear?
Then, here's the thing.
I wanted
like,
it to be like a beaver or
no.
A, we
no.
talked about sugar gliders
I
last
know.
Week.
You didn't let me tell my whole story.
Well,
like,
we got to get to traffic.
It's very, very impactful. Like, it's
for
an
who?
Impactful story for everybody. You just didn't let me tell it. Okay, fine. It was a bear.
It's
I
not,
thought it was a
you
dragon.
You
got to
take that up with our program director because we got to get to a commercial
okay.
break in traffic. This
fine,
isn't my fault
break.
That your story went on and on and on
go
and on
to the
and
break.
On.
You don't care about my story.
Really quick, what's the symbolism of a bear?
Well, that's the thing. Is for
oh,
me,
sure. you can't say
no,
it really quick
know.
With Katie.
You, say it
you
quickly,
said
you can't
you
do
said
it.
Traffic, and then you
no,
want me to go
no symbolism
in?
Of the bear. What is this that? Is that the, you're
That's what I thought, though. I thought
that you get ready to hibernate for the winter.
No, I thought is it me? Am I like a bear? Like, do you not want to come at me sideways? Like, but it's not describing me. My spirit animal. He's just got my back. Like, and that's what he said. He was like, you know, you are doing such a good job. Like, you are exactly where you need to be. And I want you to know for this next phase of life, like, I've got you. Like, you've got a bear in your corner, homie. And then he dapped me up and then he hugged me. And it was so
and you guys
emotional.
Ate porridge?
A bear
like,
dapped you up. And
like
that was emotional.
Josh, it was like
why
that.
Was that emotional?
And then he brought me in for a hug. And that's right. And it
a
was
bear
like,
hug, essentially.
My face was in his fur. And I was like, oh, I love you. And it was like so emotional for me. Like, I cannot even express how much I needed
you.
That. But then on the second part, when I went to the crystal bed,
yeah.
I just want to say that they said another spirit was going to take me for this next part of my journey, like me going to Chicago. And guess what animal took me?
A bull.
No. Was it a unicorn?
No. It wasn't. We're almost there. What did I already
a horse,
mention?
A zebra.
What did
oh,
I already mention?
A dragon.
A
dragon took you to Chicago?
The lady in the other room said a dragon. She didn't know. The dragon was in my mind. She didn't know
how much
I
did
envisioned
this trip
a dragon.
Cost you?
We don't have to talk about that, but she didn't know I
how
saw
much
a dragon.
Was this trip
she
costing
didn't
you?
Know I saw a dragon, though.
We got to get to traffic. How much did this whole experience cost you?
Okay, so.
No, just give me a number.
$100. That's not bad.
It's not bad. I figured
that's
it would have been
bad.
Like four or 500
I got a really big
bucks.
Discount.
You got a guy.
I got a discount, but it cost me $100. Totally worth it. I will do it again a million times because
I've got to go with you at one of these
you
times.
You do.
I don't want to lay naked on a towel, though.
Yeah, I didn't
Can I
have
leave my
to
pants
be naked.
On? Oh,
you were actually naked?
Okay. All right.
She
funny.
Said you could keep the robe on or you could be naked. I was like, well, it's been a while.
Naked time. Bears love nudity.
Welcome to Monday morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning. We appreciate you guys listening to us.
Oh, this is
no,
so perfect.
Don't you're ruining it. Everybody take a breath right now. Imagine you're standing next to a sparkling tree. Imagine there's an animal crawling out of that tree.
No, you crawl into the tree.
I don't want to crawl in the tree. I want the animal to be there already.
Oh.
It's too much. I don't want splinters.
You have a different journey.
Don't have splinters in your life. Is this kind of how it sounds?
Say no to splinters. Absolutely. It's that music. It's the voice is very
I would get up and leave immediately.
And calm. But I need it. Like, that's the thing. I need to cleanse my energy. I need to, you know, people always ask me, how are you so happy? It's because I don't let stuff get me down. I try really hard not to let things get to me. And you
copious
have to let it
of drugs.
Roll off your back. And this is how I do it. I go cleanse my energy. And while there's no scientific research
at
or
all.
You know, there's not. But here's the thing, you guys. Monks have been doing this for centuries, for years.
They haven't advanced for centuries, right?
No, they do the same thing. They have. Like, monks are some of the most enlightened people on this planet. Like, for you to say you're at
you
a
can
better
set a monk
state
on fire and walk
monk,
away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monks are doing it better than us. I think all of us can step back
very
and
grounded.
At least accept that they're doing life better than us. And this is how they do it. So for us to want to dabble a little bit and get some of that peace and tranquility in our life, I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. So I'm
it.
Saying I might want to try this because life is so hectic. This job is super stressful.
Yeah.
Working with you is incredibly stressful.
Hey, likewise, homie.
So
everyone stand next to the tree and envision their homie.
Your little
homie. If anyone wants to sound off about this, ladies, if you've done this type of therapy, and dudes, there's probably dudes doing this, 303-691-1649. Quick recap. You were laying naked in a bed on a towel. You were sweating. There was a glistening tree. And then you ran into a bear, which apparently is your spirit animal.
It's my spirit animal. And right. I want you to know, again, when I saw the bear, my immediate reaction was, does this mean like I'm like a bear? Like, watch out. She's a bear. What? Zoe even said, mama bear, you know, like, don't come at me. Don't come at me sideways. But what it really was is him coming up to me and saying, I'm so proud of like what you've done up until this point, and you're on the right track. And, you know, like, I'm just in your corner. And then at the end, when I tell you the dragon was bringing me along my journey in the second part of it, then it was like I have a dragon and a bear in my corner.
And
like,
honestly, you are such a huge advocate of preventing forest fires too, so this is perfect, right?
Well, the funny thing is I have been obsessed with bears for a really long time.
Really?
And it's like those kind of things in the meditation really stuck out to me. As if you think about animals and like they have always represented something special to you in your life, there's a chance they could be your spirit animal or an animal that's helping you in that specific part of your journey. So we were in the crystal bed. So
hold on. I got to take a call. Sweet lady, I don't even know her name. What's
Mariah.
Her name? Mariah, hey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Hi.
I'm sorry, we gotta pause.
Okay.
She is so into this, Mariah. So into it. Okay, so tell us why you're calling us.
Oh my gosh, Katie is just precious.
She's so excited.
It's contagious.
Sweet. It is. And yeah, I've been doing this kind of work for like 30 years, and I used to, you know, work with people. I've been a yoga teacher most of my life, but I'll just tell you, well, actually, I know you want to keep this concise, so why don't you ask me what you want to know?
Katie, you want to ask her anything?
Well, I just did it. What do you want to know, Jeremy? Like, you're the one who wants to be enlightened.
Does this stuff work? Like, if I go do this, am I going to be calm? Is it going to ease me of anxiety, depression? You know, all the stuff that we all deal with. Will it help me with that?
I don't know. You know, not everything works for everybody, and not everybody's at a place, you know, to maybe receive that kind of thing or vibe with that kind of thing.
Well, you've been doing this for 20 years. What's it going to do for me then if I come and do it?
Open your mind.
I'm paying you $200 to open my mind. To what? What
it's
am I opening my mind
to? Isn't
you,
it?
Like, you don't have to pay me anything. I can do it for free.
I heard what Katie's paying for. She got a discount. I heard off the air what this costs. My God.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, my journey, I used to do this, you know, with my clients. You know, I would do like inner child thing, like meet them in a, you know, a forest, and they would, you know, I would just lead them through a visual. It's basically all the answers are inside yourself. So you just open the space for the person to connect with what they already know.
But I was always told as a child, don't go into a forest because I'll get lost. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to get lost in my mind even more if I go into a forest.
It's so welcoming.
There's some like, fear there.
I'd rather go into a field where I can see where everything is. I don't want to go into a forest.
Fair enough. I'm sure that they could do that.
Right? You're not convincing me.
Your happy place. Well, and it's funny, Mariah, isn't it a hard thing to explain as far as how? I mean, the like when you talk about the sun going into your crown chakra and just like those golden, you know, feelings just going over you, like it is so hard to explain how that makes you feel, but it is immediate happiness. And I don't know how else to, you know, make it come across. Mariah, do you have a better way of explaining it?
Yeah, you're not blocked. I mean, the thing is, I listen to this guy Sadhguru a lot. He's an Indian guru, and he says, you know, the thing that you know really separates humans is that we have this immense memory and this immense capacity to visualize. But instead of using it for the positive things like you're talking about, we visualize like negative experiences and outcomes, yeah. And we remember negative things. Yeah. Whereas we could be picking the things from our memory pool that will give us wisdom to, you know, move forward and expand on our path and be visualizing these things that we want to happen. It's just not really the way that we are programmed, you know, with all the beliefs, constructs and everything around us.
Yeah. I got to ask you, Katie, like how long did this happiness last before it wore off?
Because it was all day. Like it was all day.
So it gives you a day. Because I know this morning, first thing this morning, you were angry about multiple things.
Angry.
You were angry about multiple things this morning.
Things upset me because people do things and it's like, I don't
she's
know why
pretty
you're
fired up
at
this
me.
Morning.
But am I upset now? Like, it went away. Like, maybe it fires me up in the instant, but then
Mariah,
I remember
don't you want to know now why she was so angry?
I know.
Everyone's like, why was Katie angry?
I know. Why did
I'm sorry.
I just want to give you a free session.
I know, right? That's it.
Do I have to be naked?
You don't have
Are you
to be
just
naked.
Trying to get me naked?
Absolutely.
I told you, it was my choice to be naked. I did that on my own.
Where do I do this? Like where? Like in your basement? Or where does this happen?
I mean, you know, like when I did my animal journey, I was by a waterfall in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. And like my friend was playing the drums and that was really positive for me. I saw two different animals before I got to the red deer, which was my spirit animal.
What's the symbolism of a red deer?
Gentleness.
I could see that because you have a very gentle voice.
But I get mad too.
Okay, thank you. Right?
That's when she's the honey badger.
We just, you know, I mean, that's the thing about, you know, being human, and especially right now, you know, it's a pretty stressful time.
Yes.
You just got to get back.
You do. And I just want to point out one thing with that stressful time. This is a big reason I do it, is because I am a firm believer in we are all put here to love each other. We are all here to get along. Like, we are not meant to fight the way some entities think we should. We're supposed to be separated. Like, that's what this helps me do, is really focus on the fact that we are all here to help each other. We're all here to do good. And it helps me keep that front and center in my mind. I don't watch the news. I know you guys know that about me.
Yeah,
I don't watch the news. And it's because I don't want to fill my mind full of that kind of stuff. I'd rather it be positive.
She is definitely all about the love because, honestly, Mariah, she tries to tongue kiss me every morning in the office kitchen. Every morning. She's all about the love.
Okay.
No,
well,
I'm a lover. I'm a lover.
Am I not taking this serious?
you know, I just, I really think you should try it now.
I do. I want to try it because I want to see what kind of animal pops into my mind.
Yeah. You need to know your spirit animal.
Just, you know, also like going through a guided visualization journey. I mean, things will happen. You know, you're being prompted. It's like, you know, if I told you, don't think about a monkey, don't think about a monkey.
What you
know,
you
all you
can
think about is monkeys. And, you know, that's what it is. You know, basically, like when somebody prompts you, you're going to see things.
I bet you mine's a hairless cat.
Oh, gross.
I bet you that's my animal.
Oh, they're awesome.
I'm just starting to lose my hair.
Well, you have my number, I hope. And if you want to do it, I would be happy to, like, do it anywhere with you that, you know, would
that
feel...
That make me comfortable.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't have, like, a place that you don't have, like, a business that you do this. You just go around town messing with people's chakras.
Well, I did that more in California. I work in by Denver now and in different capacities, but I still do that kind of work when it's needed. So yeah, please call me if you ever want to.
I absolutely will. And I can't thank you enough for calling in this morning and having some fun with us. Really appreciate you.
Okay. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Really quick, Katie. Now tell us what your journey said about the members of the show.
Yeah. Well, and completely unprompted, I just want you to know that she had mentioned that I am in a work setting where I work with two other men. And she was like, you know, a lot of the times I get in your type of situation, the jealousy and ego factors, and people are trying so hard to be the star when you have a three-person show. And she said that I feel so much love from these two men that you work with, that they truly want what's best for you. They care about the whole group as one and not just one person thinks they're more important than the other. She said she hit it right on the head, and I feel that about us.
She might have been wrong about Jeremy.
She said that we are so much like brothers and sister that it is. She's like, I am getting that feeling of love and familial bond with you three. And she said she just loves it. She loves that part of my life feels so at home and comfortable that she said it was such a serene, peaceful feeling when she looked into my work balance.
That's
and
sweet.
She was like, you are so happy right now in your current situation. And for me, like, I have always loved this job. I've always loved it. There have been points in this career where it's been a little harder than others. This has been so easy because it is so much fun. And there is a lot of love in this room, you know? And she caught that. And she put, and I was just like, you know what? Here's a 20. No, I'm just kidding.
So I gave her $200 more.
Exactly. Have some more money. I love you. But it was very enlightening to me. And again, I like to do it because she said when it came to my chakras, you know, you have the, I think it is five you have. And my throat chakra was the most that was clogged. And it's because.
Smoking?
She said there's a lot of pressure to say the right thing. And God, if she didn't hit the nail on the head with that one, I do feel a lot of pressure to make sure I don't offend
people. She knows what you do for a living, though,
right? She does. Yeah.
It's kind of a gimme.
But still, for her to know that there was just some, you know, because she said when somebody says something negative to you, it sticks with you. She's like, that's something
that
has come up. It's like,
I've learned that about you.
It's hard for you to forget things, to
absolutely
kind of put things in the past. It really, like, you dwell on stuff. And so she said that, you know, when it's coming to talk and say my truth, she said that there's a lot of pressure there, and all of that is kind of
a gimme, though.
You know, but I had to clear that chakra. I had to clear that chakra because it was just.
So you went outside and went.
She put a stone on it, and then the light.
I'm clearing my chakra.
Not how you do it, Jeremy. Gosh.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. Shopify.co.uk/try.